setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how you can get there. It's all about you because you, every man and woman on the planet, was created to fill a unique role. That means even if you don't feel like this today, you are needed, terribly needed. But it also means we don't want to just get that fuzzy feeling, well, I know that I'm valuable. There is a duty attached to that value. You were created to fill a unique role. You are needed. You must do it. You must be who you were created to be, because it's not about you. It's about your contribution. It's about others. Somebody out there in this world needs you to be you. So this is serious stuff. It's not as complex as it has seemed. Everybody's born with talent, what you do best. Everybody's born with passion, what you love to do most. We're going to help you figure out where they intersect. You use what you do best to do what you love to do most. So let's get you clear so that you can begin walking the process out. Here it is. You get clear, you get qualified, you get connected, you get started, you get promoted, you get the dream job, and then you give yourself away and live and work with meaning. That's the climb to your Mount Everest. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Rose, who's on the line in Floralla, Alabama. I know where that is, Rose. Welcome to the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken.
How are you?
Ken, I'm great.
Good.
Ken, I've got something I need to talk to you about.
Okay.
That actually came to me yesterday after church.
All right.
I listen to your show periodically, and what happens is I say, how do these people come up with these ideas, and where do they come from? And I've actually listened to your show thinking, maybe an idea would come to me from someone else's idea.
Yeah.
Well, that's not going to be the case, because
okay,
this just came clearly out of the blue.
All right.
And I've come up with an idea, and now I'm needing to know what the steps are that I need to go ahead and get started.
Okay. Tell me what this idea is.
Magnify the idea. Okay, what I'd like to do is I'd like to write a cookbook that has 52 breakfast recipes in it with photographs and a devotional.
Okay.
So that on Sunday mornings after church, or even if people aren't church-going people, they could come together one day a week as a family and have a devotional and go ahead and get started with this so that somehow they can get a message and come together as a family to put together a meal.
Okay. So your dream is that people would buy this cookbook and cook these meals, 52 of them, on Sunday after church, and while they're enjoying the meal, have a conversation based on this devotional.
Yes, and a reflection as a family.
Great. So, do you know what you need to do? Do you know what you need to do?
No.
All right, I'm going to tell you what you need to do. I want you to first come up with the 52 recipes.
Okay? Yes, sir.
Because that's going to be the easiest thing for you, because you're a cook, I'm guessing. You love being in the kitchen?
I do. It's not, you know, it's not my big passion, but I do love it.
Yeah.
And I do love to share that part of it.
All right, so pick the 52 recipes first. Here's what I want you to do. I don't want you to face any kind of fear or insecurities, you start to lay this thing out. So you start with something that I think is going to be fun for you, really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the 52 recipes. So just for fun. And by the way, I'm going to recommend you do this in pencil. I want you to just get out a piece of paper, get out a notebook, and write 1 through 52. And I want you to just write out the meal. So roast beef, you know, meatloaf, you know, turkey and stuffing or whatever. Just write out 52 meals. Okay, just let yourself go, because know that you can come back in with pencil and erase and change it up. I just want you to start with 52 meals. Now,
52 meals, actually, what I would like to do is breakfast. because
okay, great.
For some reason, breakfast is just, you know, it's
okay.
It's,
that's right. I remember you saying that.
Time. People get busy during the day and forget about those other meals.
Same advice. You know what? I forgot you did say that at the start of the call. I'm tracking with you, but it doesn't matter. Same thing. 52 breakfast recipes. Go. You write them all out. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Knowing that, you can come back later, erase, and change them however you want to. Once you write the 52 recipes, I now want you to make another list from 1 to 52. And I want you to write out, I don't care if it's two words, a short sentence, I don't care how you do it, but I want you to write out 52 devotional themes. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Whether it be fear, worry, faith, you know, trust, I don't care. This is close to your heart as well. It's very close to your heart. So if you were going to share 52 devotional messages with families, what would be the 52? Just write them out. Don't get locked up. Don't overthink it. Just go with some themes. And that's the first step right there. Because now you stop after you make those lists, and I want you to just kind of play with them for a little bit. And is there some type of theme? You know, do you find some kind of creative connection between the recipe and the topic? Do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't know. I'm not trying to do your work for you, but just let it go creatively and see what just develops. All right. Now, after you've done that, then I think you begin to write the devotionals. Write the devotionals next. Put them together. And then now you've got the devotionals. Then the next step, and again, there's going to be a lot of editing and you just playing with this and really diving deep and do you like it? Get some feedback from some people who are decent writers. You know, get some feedback, get some help. But write the devotionals. And then you come up with the recipes and you put those all out and you type them all out. So now you're going to have a list. You're going to have corresponding recipes, the details, and then you're going to have the devotionals. And just put them together. Start playing around with them like they're like it's a Mr. Potato Head. Do you remember that old toy where there were like five or six eyeball options and different hats? And always enjoy that example because I love Mr. Potato Head because it always freed me up to do whatever I wanted to do. I get to play with options. I'd plug in this nose and go, I don't think this nose looks good with that mustache. I'm going to try a different. And so you're just going to play with these 52 recipes and the 52 devotionals and then just put them together in one document. And then I want you to do the next step is I want you to do some research on self-publishing. There are so many ways to very inexpensively self-publish a cookbook, and I want you to self-publish it. There's lots of local and regional options online. You can hire somebody for not too much money. They kind of offer you a package deal, and it's kind of a system, and they'll edit it and help you with design, whatever. But the point is, there's lots of resources to get a book self-published these days. Very easy and pretty cost, you know, effective. So then I want you to start handing it out everywhere you go locally. That's what I want you to do. And don't worry about getting a publishing deal right now. I want you to just get this idea out of your head, out of your heart, and get it in the hands of people locally. Try to get it in local grocery stores, local specialty shops. Get your church to sell it. You know, just get it out there. You never know where this is going to go. What I just gave you, and folks, listen to what the advice I just gave. Instead of being so intimidated by getting a cookbook published and trying to make it a bestseller, no. Just get it out there. And focus on your zip code and get it out in every place you can in your zip code. You never know what's going to happen. You never know. Don't move. This is the Ken Coleman Show. More coming right up. Listen, folks, we talk a lot on the show about making your next career move and taking the next step toward meaningful work. But I know it can be pretty hard to think about taking a step forward when you're stressed out about money in the here and now. Ramsey Plus will show you how to budget every single dollar of your income so you can use it to its full potential, plus so much more. And here's the best part. Right now, you can try Ramsey Plus for 30 days completely free. If you're in and you want to start Ramsey Plus for free, text Ken Plus to 33789. Showing you the way to work that matters so deeply to you, you'll just sit at the end of the day and say, wow, I can't believe I get to do this. You know, now I paint that picture on purpose because I want some of you to go, good grief, that sounds really great. Or some of you are going, my word, I just don't know if that's possible. I haven't said that ever in my life. So there's a little mental painting for you, and it's not a pipe dream. So I don't care how many cynical, nasty people you have around you go, that's just not possible. You're just a working stiff. You're just pounding it out every week, 40 hours a week. Just, hey, get the toys for the weekend. Drink a lot, you know? Yeah, you know, if you drink enough on Friday night, you'll forget the last 5 days. I mean, this is what essentially a lot of people do. I'm not judging anybody. Okay, we're not here to judge. I'm just simply saying, if that's the recipe you want, well, wrong show. But if you want to get to the end of your life and reminisce and not regret, then you have found the show for you. 844-747-2577 is the number. Samantha's on the line in Boston, Massachusetts. Samantha, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Happy to. How can I help today?
So I'm in the research stage. I know what my dream job is, but I'm not really sure what to do until I get there. I'm currently in baby step two, and I like what I do right now. I truly enjoy it, but the pay is low. And I'm looking at your proximity, you know, about getting into closer to where I want to be, mm-hmm. but also the pay is low there. So I'm kind of stuck. Like, do I just get another side job that can, you know, pay off the debt or go into another career where I can make a lot of money for a few years so I can get into a better position? Or should I focus on proximity?
Well, you should always be focusing on proximity, which is, for new listeners, the proximity principle is, in order to do what I want to do, I've got to be around people that are doing it and in places that it is happening. So let's get a couple basic details here to help you with some next steps. Where is it that you ultimately want to end up? You know the dream job. What is it?
Sure. I want to become a dietitian, but I would be happy if I'm in a hospital, but I'd also be happy if I owned my own gym, like retirement plan.
Love that. Okay, great. Now, how much is left in baby step two? And for non-Dave Ramsey Show listeners, baby step two is paying off all of your debt. This is after baby step one and you got your $1,000 emergency fund. How much debt do you have left?
We still have around $90,000. It's looking at another 2 years until we're out of that.
Okay, great. And you said we, so it's double income?
Yep.
Great. What's your total income?
We're at around $80,000 a year.
Okay, great. That's not bad at all. Now, in order for you, so you know the dream job, and I love, by the way, that you want to start practicing proximity. Tell me, what is the lower pay? Because you're making how much right now in this current role?
Right now, I make around $35,000 a year, and I teach English as a second language down in the city. It's just they don't have full-time hours. There's no benefits. And we also want to start a family as we continue this walk.
Got it. Okay, we have a lot going on here. I like this call.
We do.
That's okay, though. That's okay. Because like, a lot of people in your situation, Samantha, they feel like, how in the world am I going to get to the dream when I got all these other things going on? And the answer,
right.
The answer is, you ready? Big word. Incrementally. Right? Just the same way you're walking through Dave's baby steps to get out of debt and get financially free. Same thing towards the dream. The great news is you know how to get there. I would like to see you. I know you like your job right now, but if we can find another job that you like, if we can find another job that you like that is somehow connected to the industry or is a part of the industry that dietitians live in, that would be even better, because more income means you pay off the debt faster, you save, and you're able to do more. And so I think that is a viable option. The other option is since you do like the teaching English as a second language, you can get a part-time job, you know, but that's going to go away when baby comes. You know, so that's, you know, we don't know when baby's coming. You know, you can plan to get pregnant all you want to, and, you know, it's not up to you. So I think you keep walking forward until pregnancy. And if you work through pregnancy, that's fine, too. So I think it's either a better paying job, which I think somebody like you can get in the Boston area, and that just helps you accelerate everything else. Or it's a part-time job in that field. So what are some entry-level roles in that dietitian space?
Right. And that's where I struggle, because I'm looking at it and I see nutrition assistant and they pay around $11 to $13 an hour, which in Boston is just unfeasible.
Right.
So for me, I do have a bachelor's degree in business. I do teach business in my ESL school, mm-hmm. but I'm looking at these other jobs. I'm qualified to do other things and I know it's temporary. I could go into a gym. I do have experience with training,
yep.
but again, it's long hours and no benefits. It is good pay though, which is the benefit of it, but it would be more of just being in the fitness world and health, I guess, around healthy people.
Right. But if you were to snap your fingers today, the dietitian role would probably mm-hmm. be the best play for you in a hospital, knowing that you get in right. the industry, you do a great job, and eventually you open your own practice, right?
Right.
So
yes,
So we want to aim at that.
Okay.
So let me ask you this. If the debt were gone today,
mm-hmm.
okay, and baby mm-hmm. was already here, right? We got mm-hmm. those two goals knocked out. What would be the yep. next step to become a dietitian? Is it like a program, an education program, or are you already qualified?
No, I would have to go back to school. I already found a great program. I actually deferred it for 2 years until I discovered Dave Ramsey. And then I realized it's probably a cheaper option than the school I was choosing.
Yep.
But I am looking at 2 more years of education full time just to get registered. I'd have to go through the classes and take the board. And then since I have my bachelor's degree, I could also just take a difference of 2 more classes to get my master's in nutrition and just be completely covered with whatever I want to do.
I like that.
But it is expensive to go back to school. So I'm looking, that's why I want to be out of baby step 2.
Yep.
My husband is completely on board for me to go back to school, but
good.
I'm just looking at, you know, certificates and cheaper options.
Yes.
I'm also looking for maybe a hospital if they would want to sponsor me, if I kind of just
yes.
show them, you know, this is what I've learned on my own and this is where my heart is. I want to help people
yeah.
in this industry. But I'm just kind of, Boston's a little competitive, so
I'm
just struggling to find the right path. And you already cleared up a few questions
good.
For me already.
Well,
so.
let me clear up everything. Everything you just said
okay.
is a viable path. You have to walk
mm-hmm.
down each of them, and one of them will close. Then you go back and
yeah.
you go down the next path. This is what I did in broadcasting. There's no one
okay.
super highway. But I talked to
okay.
nurses. I had a caller this week, I believe it was, that called
mm-hmm.
in, and she had the opportunity to get her nurse's degree paid for. She was working in a
wow.
hospital, and they were going to reimburse
mm-hmm.
her. So
mm-hmm.
you know what? Why wouldn't you check into that? You know, but let me
right.
tell you the thing I'm most excited about, what you said. Alternative ways to get that dietitian's degree or qualification
uh-huh.
or whatever, or even something, a nutritionist, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if even if you could begin to work in that area, and I know it's less money, but one option is I would take that second job on right now before the baby's here. You two
uh-huh.
are focused. I would
mm-hmm.
take that nutrition's assistant role. I know it's only $11 to $14 an hour, but if it were me
mm-hmm.
right now while you're researching these other things, I'd
mm-hmm.
take that job and put that extra money towards the debt.
Mm-hmm. I can do it too with my hours. I'm part-time teaching.
Do
I don't need to take on anything extra here. So that's what I was
step
actually
one.
Looking at yesterday.
That's it. Step one. Samantha, I'd
awesome.
Do, I
yep.
if I could give you that right now, I'd call that person up and say, give this job to Samantha. She's a go-getter. And see, now you're in the industry. And you
okay.
know, and see, here's what happens with proximity. You immediately step
mm-hmm.
into proximity. And remember, there's 3 things that proximity provides us, folks. It
mm-hmm.
provides us the opportunity to learn, the opportunity to do, and the opportunity to connect. Learn, do, connect. You're going to learn some things on the job, Samantha. And you get to do it every day, so that feeds that passion muscle. You get a taste of it, and it begins to build an appetite. Oh, this is absolutely what I was created to do. I can't wait to do it full time. It feeds the passion. Passion is like a hungry 8-year-old boy comes home from school. Give me the cookies. You know what I mean? That's feed the passion. That's what that is. And then the last piece is to connect. So now you're in the industry, and the person you work for is going to introduce you to this person. Maybe you go to this conference and you meet somebody else. That's how this works. I'd go do that instantly. And then here's the deal. It's a part-time gig. If 3 months from now you figure out, this is what I need to be doing. I need to be taking this program. It's a part-time job. You're not an indentured servant. Quit the part-time job. Take the next step. That's how this works. Don't move. More Ken Coleman Show coming up right around the corner.
Hey,
Hey folks, Ken Coleman here with you. When it comes to looking for a job, most people would probably agree that the whole experience is not fun. But it doesn't have to be this way. ZipRecruiter gets it. In fact, they've actually figured out ways to make the job search process better and easier. And candidates who are invited to apply on ZipRecruiter are nearly three times as likely to get hired. So what are you waiting for? Sign up for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. It's absolutely free. Put ZipRecruiter to work for you. Welcome back, America. You're joining the conversation here on The Ken Coleman Show, a conversation about you, specifically your purpose. What were you born to do? Now, some of you know it and you haven't pursued it. Some of you know it and you're doing it and you go, boy, this is the juice. Some of you have no idea what it is and you're going, I don't think it's possible to, number one, figure it out. And even if I could figure it out, I can't do anything about it. It's too late. Let me just tell you something. You're wrong. Give me a chance to prove myself right for you, on behalf of you. That's why we're here. We want to help you become you, because somebody out there needs you to be you. That's what we do here on The Ken Coleman Show. We're going to look at what you do best, talent, and what you do, what you love to do the most, that's passion. So we use what we do best, talent, skills, and strengths, as tools, if you will, to then perform the work that makes us feel alive. That's passion. We do all of that because we were all created to do something to help others. After all, it's not about us. It's about everybody else. But we've got to be who we are. When we can turn men and women on like that, we're going to have a different country. By the way, the snapshot, 70% of Americans disengaged at work. The number is 80% internationally. So don't feel bad. Say, enough is enough. Here comes a radio show. A bunch of men and women around the country listening, calling in, and doing something about it. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Scott, who's on the line in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Scott, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Ken, it's an honor to talk to you today.
Oh, it's my honor, sir. How can I help?
I'm in the research phase currently, and I have a very specific question about your resume template and specifically the referrals and recommendations section.
Okay.
Thanks to your radio show and your framework, I've identified my vocational sweet spot right
Great.
Down to the role,
yes.
industry, and the exact company that I want to go work for.
Way to go, Scott.
Well, thank you. And the unique challenge here is that it's a company of two, the owner and one other employee.
Right. Okay.
So I'm connected with the owner on LinkedIn, but I don't have a what you would call a first tier or name recognition relationship to where I could actually introduce him as my referral or recommendation to his own company. So I was curious to know how you might approach this unique situation and how I might be able to establish that rapport and get an in.
Yeah, well, it's very different because it's just you want to get to him. You're not trying to recommend. you're not trying to get a relationship with him so then you can then say, I know you. No, you just want to reach directly out to this guy. You see what I'm saying? So it's a little bit more direct than the normal company situation. Couple quick things here. Is he in the same area as you, or is it out of state, out of region, this company?
Yeah, it's out of region, and so I was hoping to propose a business arrangement that would allow me to bring the boat closer to the dock,
while
simultaneously increasing his footprint into the Mid-Atlantic region. So I think there's win-win benefit there.
Yeah, what's
and
the
so
business?
I wanted to have...
What's the
aircraft
business?
Sales?
Aircraft sales. So it's him, and is it a family member working for him?
No, it's a colleague.
Okay, so it's just two of them. And are you in this business as well?
I'm not currently. I've been in the project management IT sector for 20 years, and I'm looking to move into my vocational sweet spot.
Great. Which is
Aircraft sales.
Okay, so you want to sell aircraft for this guy? Is that essentially what you're offering? You said some type of a partnership. Tell me, just give me the short version of what that is.
Yeah, I'd like to join his team. I've successfully represented and or sold about six airplanes over the years.
Okay.
I've been in aviation as a passion for over 30 years,
okay.
and so it's become very obvious to me anyway that it's something that I enjoy doing.
Uh-huh.
It fits into that paradigm of serving people for a positive outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And I really have a love for it. And
yeah.
So this company is in the industry sector of aircraft sales that I'm most passionate about.
Okay.
And I would love to be the third member of his team.
Great.
Representing that company, which has industry recognition and credibility already.
Great.
So I thought it would be.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you have any type of relationships in the AV? It seems like you do. You have sold 6 planes. So I'm curious to know if any of your relationships know this guy. Have you checked that out?
At least, yeah. So I haven't identified anybody that knows him by name. Uh-huh. And I've looked across LinkedIn to see if there were any second or third tier relationships, and I don't have anybody that's directly related to him either.
Okay. Well, again, I would stop LinkedIn. I'm not anti LinkedIn. I think it's nice for information, which is what you've used it for. But I think you could probably go a couple levels deeper. Let me give you 2 things you need to do. One, I want you to go a few levels deeper, reaching out to some acquaintances you have beyond your personal network, just some acquaintances that you may remember talking to in the aviation space. And I would reach out, just do one more pass and see if somebody knows this guy, not super well, but just well enough to say, hey, I recommended that so-and-so give you a call. I think you do that. But because this is so unique, I'm going to give a different piece of advice that is not practical for a lot of people who call the show, but for you, it's practical. This guy is really easy to reach. Yes or no?
He is.
He's very easy to reach. I want you to just reach out to him. And I think you go real, real direct with what you're reaching out with. Not some ambiguous, hey, I'd love to hop on the phone with you. You know, that kind of thing. I'd love to come meet you and leave it open-ended. Nope. Tell him exactly your situation. Hey, I'm this old. I've been in professional for this many years. I'm successful, and I'm deciding at this point in my life, I have dabbled. I've sold 6 planes. I mean, right out of it, just hit him right in the head with this deal. He needs to know who you are and why you're coming at him. And I think that's the best way to go about it. I really do. I'd say, hey, I've sold 6 planes, and I want to sell planes, and I've identified you. Here's why. And compliment him, because you do want to work for this guy. So don't hold back. Here's why I'm approaching you. I think this is a great situation. You may not have anything for me right now. I just want to have a conversation with you, because this is where I want to be. And you're there. And so I want to see, is there a potential possibility for me to be able to sell part-time for you? Or eventually, come on. Just roll at him, because here's what we know about this guy. He's got a small shop. He's probably pretty darn happy, but he probably would like to make some more money. And if you can put a proposal together where, you know, it's a win-win for you guys, I like you going direct to this guy. I really do. I think you have 0 to lose. And because of such a small company of 2 people, I don't think you have to shake the relationship tree as hard as you would if you're going to a large company where they've got systems in place and you'll just turn into a number. I don't think this guy, maybe in his entire career, has had somebody like you reach out to him. I think that's probably fair, wouldn't you say?
I think that's fair. The question I have then is, do I do that by phone, or do I mail him my proposal and recommended approach to this?
You do not mail anything. You call this guy up on the phone, and you get him on the phone, and really intrigue him in the first 30 seconds and be direct.
30 seconds.
Meaning you got to get to it. You see what I'm saying? Yep. Like in that first 30 seconds, he needs to go, this is interesting. You understand what I'm saying? Hey, this is Scott.
Have that elevator pitch polished.
Yeah, well, just have a normal conversation, but get the carrot out right away. Hey, this is Scott, and I hope I didn't catch you at a bad time, but I've sold 6 planes over the last several years. I'm in IT, blah, 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 and I want to get in your space. I'd love to talk to you about selling planes for you. I don't know what that looks like, but I'd love to have a conversation with you. Now, I'm going to tell you something. He's not going to hang up on you. I just get right to it, because I want this guy to be intrigued. Like, what? What is going on? And then that allows you to backfill, and you realize you're not nuts and that you've thought through this, why you've thought through it. Don't overwhelm him. But that's what you're trying to do, is have a next level conversation. You're not trying to win him on that first phone call. You're not trying to mail a proposal that you're hoping somebody reads and gets it. Absolutely not. This is about making that initial connection. And you almost want him to not be able to go to sleep that night. You just kind of want him going, what was that? Boy, that's intriguing. I got to know more about that. I think that's what you're looking for. And ideally, you know, that phone call leads to you just say, hey, I'd be willing to come up to your office one day. I'll fly up there. I'll drive up there. and sit down with you. See, you got to make it so easy for this guy to at least consider you that he'd be nuts not to listen. But remember, it's all about how you're going to help him win. So you that's how you do this. 844-747-2577 is the number. Don't go anywhere. More of your calls. This is The Ken Coleman Show. This is where America hangs out to talk about purpose. How do I figure out what my purpose is? And then if I do figure it out, how do I make it a reality? Well, welcome to the Ken Coleman Show. That is why we're here. Taking talk radio by storm because everybody's going, what is this? Wait a second. You're not going to talk about Washington, D.C. and its impact on my dream? No. So, you know, what makes this fun is like, it's come one, come all. We don't care what your political persuasion is. What we care about is what your purpose is. So if you're looking for another show about somebody firing you up and getting you angry, this is not it. If you're looking for a show that fires you up and gets you on purpose, now you have arrived because this is what we do. It's all about you. You were created to fill a unique role. That means that you are needed. It also means that you must do it. So now it's not just feeling good about ourselves that we matter. It's we better get about the business of mattering. In other words, we want to do work that matters to us because we know the results are for others. 844-747-2577. If you're stuck, confused, scared, down, defeated, this show's for you. We can help you. Let's get that Mount Everest clear so we can get our heads up, looking forward. And then we'll come up with a path to get you up to the top of your Mount Everest. The American dream is alive and your dream job is closer than you think. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Jeremy's online in Fort Worth, Texas. Jeremy, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Happy to, Jeremy.
How are you?
Man, I'm living the dream. I'm about ready to float out of the studio. How can I help?
Great. Well, I listen to your show almost every day, and I'm still confused. I'm in the discovery phase where I can't figure out my sweet spot because I don't know what my passions are, and that's why I'm calling you.
Okay. I like these calls because you already know what they are. You just can't say them, and we're going to get it out of you. Now, let's talk about talent first. When anybody is confused, Jeremy, I'm going to talk to the audience for a second while I'm talking to you. Whenever I hear Jeremy's call me and say, Ken, I don't know what my passion is. Joe, you know what I do, don't you? I lick my chops. I get excited because you're just struggling with something that's holding you back from truly identifying it. So we always go to talent. Because in talent and skills and strengths, Jeremy, we're going to get a clue to your passion. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Now, you're not allowed to think in these answers. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
Meaning no excuses about why it couldn't work. I want you to just blurt it out from your heart. Here we go. What do people say you do best? What do you know to be true about you that you've always been good at these things, whether it be a task, a subject matter, a function, a role? You know you have talent and strengths in these areas. What are your top ones? Go.
People say that I'm a good speaker and teacher and that I am compassionate towards people.
Okay. Anything else?
That I'm detailed. My wife says I'm a really good negotiator. Making deals and stuff like that. I've been able to talk all of our bills down to a smaller amount. I work at a law office and I work with lots of numbers too and finances. And so I'm a paralegal. So I've been that for about 10 years.
Okay. Was there ever at any point, Jeremy, passion for being a paralegal or the legal industry? Or was it just a safe thing that somebody recommended and you fell into it?
It's the latter, a safe thing I fell into.
Okay. Yeah. Good. So when we talk about being a speaker, teacher, that means you're a good communicator, which is why you're a good negotiator. So I have speaker, teacher, / communicator. And then compassion is a strength of yours. That's not a talent, and it's not a skill. It's a strength. And then a talent is details. You're good at details. You're talented at just kind of seeing them and figuring them out. So my question is a twofold question on talents. When people say you're a good speaker and teacher, why do they say that? What are you speaking about, teaching about? Who are you teaching to? Who are you speaking to?
Well, I've mainly taught in the context of church. I have two seminary degrees, and so I used to teach Sunday school at my church, and I would be asked to teach a lot, and just really enjoyed that. And
Whoa, stop. Did you hear what you just said?
I enjoyed that. Yeah,
okay, now,
I did.
So now hold on a second. That means I get to put that over on the passion line. I don't know if it's your greatest passion, but it's on the passion line. Are you following me?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So what are you passionate? You love teaching the Bible? Or is it just teaching people?
I want to make an impact on people, like that has a lasting impact. I want to have significance in what I'm teaching.
We all do. So I'm trying to really dive in here. Was the when you say I enjoyed it, was it enjoying the preparation of the Bible teaching and then delivering the Bible teaching?
Both.
Okay. Good. You understand what I'm saying here? Because I know some people that just love teaching. They don't care what they're teaching. I could say, teach the phone book, and they go, I'll do that. Or you're really passionate about ministry. Because here's the deal. At some point, you had got into the seminary. Two seminary degrees. Is there a connection there? Are you passionate about ministry?
Not really anymore.
Okay, great. And, all right, great.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the deal. So speaking and teaching, that's where you've had some experience where you really enjoyed it, was in the church. Anywhere else?
I teach English to Chinese students part-time, and I really enjoy teaching those children.
So now we have two things you enjoy. And I think the common connection is just teaching and value. You see value in teaching something that is valuable, right?
Absolutely.
All right. And so now I think where we have to really dive in is if you could teach or speak on anything, and I give you what you need to make, which, by the way, is how much? What's the comfortable salary?
Well, right now I make $74,000 annually for both, so
great.
I think that's pretty comfortable.
All right, so let's say I give you $80,000 today, right now, and I go, here's $80,000, and all you have to do to receive the $80,000 is find a place to teach. Who are you teaching? Or who are you speaking to, and what are you speaking about? Let it fly. Go.
I don't know, Ken. I don't know.
Yeah, you do. Yes, you do. You actually do. Because I'm not talking about training, and I'm not talking about experience. I'm saying, what is your heart? You said you love teaching something that has an impact on people. That's what you said.
Right.
So who are the people you most want to impact? What's their challenge? What's the problem? Who pulls at your heart the most?
I guess the first things that come to my mind are just kids and young men that are looking towards, you know, their identity in Christ and that kind of thing.
So how would you teach those young men? Just give me two instances of where you could possibly teach those men. Just throw it out there. Not locking you into it. Just say it.
It could be in the church. It could be through an organization. It could be as a teacher in a school context or not.
Yes, sir.
It could be.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you like sports?
I love sports.
Did you play sports?
I did. I played football, wrestling, you name it.
Have you ever thought about coaching? Has it ever wandered into your mind, even if it was for a moment at a stoplight?
I would. I thought about it, but...
But what? Stop.
The amount of money and the work does not seem proportional. I mean, I know people that were coaches and teachers, and they were miserable because you put in all these hours and you get very low. Teachers are very underpaid, and I just, you know, I want that dream job plus the dream money, and I just don't see that in teaching.
Well, there's where you're wrong, and I don't mean to step on your toes, but here's what's wrong with what you're saying. They studied 10,000 millionaires, and the fourth largest group of millionaires were teachers. Not because of their salary, but because they loved what they were doing and they lived on less than they make. I'll bet you all these coaches and teachers that you knew that were miserable were not very smart with their money. The data disagrees with what you're saying. You're truthful, and those coaches were miserable, but it was because of their own doing. I'm not telling you to be a teacher or coach. I'm saying one place that you can instruct and guide and teach young men could be in a public high school or a private high school. And are you going to make the kind of money you're making right now? No, but you might be very, very, very happy. Or maybe you teach on the college level. The point is, the opportunity is there. You've got to do your homework and figure out where you want to teach and what you want to teach. Our time is almost up. But before I let you go, I want you to know that you matter and you do have what it takes. Thanks for joining the conversation. Until next time. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like the Dr. John Deloney Show.
Hey good folks, this is John, host of the Dr. John Deloney Show. On this show, I talk to real people just like you who are wrestling through relationship issues, mental health challenges, annoying people. We're talking about anything and everything. I am here to walk with you, and it starts now.
Subscribe to the Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you listen to podcasts.